K-Squid presents First Person Singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Patrice Vecchione tests her patience.
When I was young and introduced to the work of poet Adrienne Rich, the line, "A wild patience has taken me this far," from her poem Integrity, written when she was 49, got under my skin. It had been written years before she moved to Santa Cruz. In my 20s, just starting out, I understood that patience was going to be required to live the life I dreamed of. Writing books, making art, and teaching would require creativity, invention, and little security. But how wild could possibly go with patience, flummoxed me. Wild was a party like many I'd attended, with too loud music, too much drink, and dancers kicking up their feet. Recently, though, I've come to grasp wild in the way I think Rich meant it. Since she is gone, though, it's too late for me to ask her. When respected and not intruded upon by humankind, nature is unaffected by anybody's impatience. She seems to trust, to know, based on eons of experience, that there are cycles, that beginnings are followed by endings in due time. Fallow turns to flower and fruit. Never have I seen a wristwatch atop the stem of any flower. That's exactly what it has taken for me to get to this point, a patience, unhurried belief in life's wild unpredictability and possibility. I've learned it one story, one color, and one student at a time. So many blossoms, so much fruit.
Patrice Vecchione is a local author and teacher. This piece is adapted from her Monterey Herald column, A Walk About Town. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.